This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to Creative Impact. Each Tuesday, we get together with the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance to discuss various aspects of the creative sector and the impacts that makes on our communities. Impacts that are sometimes known, but stories that often go untold or are somewhat hidden. Deb Pollack is our content partner for Creative Impact on WEMU, and Deb, the Alliance is about to hold an award ceremony for some folks who have made outstanding contributions to the arts and to the creative industries. Some of the stories have been rather public to getting to this point, but others not so much.
Yeah, so every January, the Arts Alliance holds what we call the Party, an opportunity to recognize creative distinction in Washtenaw County. And with that, we distribute our Arts Alliance medals for Arts, Sciences, and Humanities. And so this year, we're really delighted to recognize some outstanding people for what they do here.
And among them, Jermaine Dickerson of Ypsilanti, who's been on WEMU before.
Yes, he's receiving our 21st Century Tomorrow Reel Award for Emerging Leader for his work with Hero Nation. And then on our Outstanding Service Medal, we have John and Debbie Dingell, our Congresswoman and our previous Congressman John Dingell, who have done outstanding work in Washington and otherwise to support the arts. We're excited about that.
And then there's a name that I think I'm familiar with.
Yeah, I think WEMU listeners are familiar with Linda Yawn. We're delighted to give her the Lifetime Achievement Award for her work as such an outstanding jazz broadcaster for her history here at WEMU and her work throughout her career.
And Linda just stepped down after 30 years and is now enjoying retirement, but she's not far away and she will always be around.
So yeah, so we're looking forward to celebrating that on January 29th. And here in the studio today, we're very pleased to welcome Drs. Marina and Bob Whitman, who will be awarded the medal for philanthropic excellence.
And Dr. Whitman, thank you very much for being at WEMU. We do appreciate it.
Bob and Marina, welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Bob and Marina have been residents of the Ann Arbor area for more than 30 years. They moved here from the East Coast when Marina took a position with General Motors a number of years ago to be on their executive staff. And they came from the East Coast, where they spent their formative years. The East Coast, where lots of people look at the Midwest, places like Michigan, as flyover states. I can only imagine when you told your colleagues and friends that you were moving to this area, what they thought about what you were going to find here, a dearth of arts and culture. Was that the case? And when you did get here, what did you find and what was it like?
I'd like to correct one thing. We came here from Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And Pittsburgh is not quite East Coast.
That's true.
In fact, it feels itself almost Midwest, and it certainly feels that flyover phenomenon that nobody stops in Pittsburgh. So we were not totally unfamiliar with that, and this is a further extension of our westward movement.
Once you got here, though, you very quickly became involved in the community, in the arts and culture of the community.
We certainly did, and we moved to Ann Arbor originally because Bob wanted to be sure he had a good research library.
Yeah, there is one of those.
Yes, indeed there is. And I still remember my boss, the CEO of General Motors, Roger Smith, who I think was quite appalled that we were moving to what was certainly not a GM town, but we persevered and did so anyway. And we found very quickly a richness of cultural activities which our East Coast family and friends would never have anticipated.
And Bob is a professor of English in the research area that Marina had mentioned. You found not only the University of Michigan research opportunities here, but also became very quickly engaged with cultural organizations in Ann Arbor, including the Michigan Theater, which is where we met.
That's right. I mean, the one empty spot in Ann Arbor when we arrived, as far as I was aware, was in the theater. Yeah, the music, art, there is a great deal going on. But the theater at that time was
Not almost, a lot going happening.
No, it was not happening. And I got involved with the Michigan Theater because I hoped to encourage theater. And for the first few years, we were very successful. The theater attracted traveling shows from New York and London and Dublin. They became too expensive. We couldn't get the audience. The Michigan Theater would have to fill itself three or four times to pay for some of these. They were getting out of
They were terribly costly, I recall. We brought the Alley Theater in and a number of them, and so I had some terrific productions, well-received, but it was difficult. But that evolved over time, and now do you find it?
Oh, yes, with the encouragement of the Musical Society, which is now producing plays or bringing in plays that play at the Michigan Theater. Theater has revived.
And lots of smaller theaters as well.
Well, of course, the Performance Network, when it existed, was a tremendous attraction to me. It has unfortunately not survived and is gradually being replaced by some experimental theaters that I want to push. The Theater Nova does new plays.
And speaking of pushing, so that's one of the things that this award that you're, this medal that you're receiving is all about. You have, the both of you have invested in some of those larger organizations through your philanthropic giving, but also these smaller ones. There's a reason, I'm sure, that you give to the arts. Perhaps you can talk about that and also why that is part of your philanthropic giving. What some people might say, you know, is that the most important thing to do when there perhaps are other needs in the community?
Well, I'll start out by saying that as far as Ann Arbor is concerned, we have probably given just as much to the university itself for its educational programs as we have to the arts. So we haven't given exclusively to the arts by any means.
But
right,
it is interesting that the controversy or the discussion you implied about what's most important.
Right.
We have a very small family foundation, and our children are on the board of it. And one of the arguments we've had with our kids is they will say, you know, why the arts when there's so many people in desperate need? And so the way it's worked out is that because each of us makes decisions and the kids have tended more toward health and welfare, our total giving has been, in fact, spread much more widely. Because of that, Bob and I, the two of us, have been able to concentrate on the arts locally.
You guys are also great consumers of the arts. And I had a question somebody asked me the other day about choosing, could somebody just tell me what I should see, what are the best things to see and do, and how I should spend my money and consuming or buying tickets. How should somebody go about deciding or taking chances on what tickets to get or shows to go see?
You got to take chances. That's what culture is all about, is it's not just doing what you've always done. I think the idea of exploring is very much a part of the cultural milieu.
Having said that, Bob and I are much more likely to take chances on theater or on museum art than we are on music. We've tried hard to feel more at home with modern music, but I have to say we haven't done very well.
So you will be leaving Ann Arbor soon to move back east with your family. We will miss you terribly here, but what will you miss most about Washtenaw County and Ann Arbor?
Probably what we'll miss most, of course, is our wide network of friends. But we will also miss the cultural opportunities. Not that Greater Boston, where we're going to be living, has any dearth of cultural opportunities, but the easy accessibility here in Ann Arbor can't be replicated.
Exactly. Well, thank you both for your 30 years in this community and truly making a difference in what we have to offer here.
Thank you.
And congratulations
again. Yes, thanks
again.
To you.
And you've just heard from Drs. Bob and Marina Whitman. They will receive the upcoming 2018 Philanthropic Excellence Award at the annual Arts Alliance Medals for Arts, Sciences, and Humanities Celebration. And Deb, where can we get more information and tickets?
A3Arts.org, www.a3arts.org.
And that is Deb Pollack, the President and CEO of the Arts Alliance and our partner in Creative Impact. It's a weekly feature you hear each Tuesday, and you hear it only on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.